Hello.
Hello, my name is Randy, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. And this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I please speak with the person who requested this call back?
This is he.
All right, sir, and how can I assist you today?
I have a question. I have a possibility that my job's going to end next week.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm wondering is, I also kind of semi-retired, so to speak. I'm receiving a pension check from where I retired from.
Mm-hmm.
Would that interfere with my unemployment check?
Mm-hmm.
I'm 66 years old, too.
Who is this pension coming from? Is it somebody you've worked for in the last 18 months?
Oh, yes.
Okay, yeah. Now that one I wouldn't be able to answer. That would be totally up to them when they do the processing. I don't know how your pension factors into it, or, you know, whether it does or not. I mean, that would just be something you would have to find out when you filed your claim, when you filed for unemployment.
Right. They'll tell me then?
Yeah, once they process it and send you your letter of denial or approval, they'll tell you, you know, what your benefit amount's going to be and why, and, you know, all the particulars.
All right. Well, hopefully it's good news, because we need all we can get.
Oh, I know that's right. Yes, sir.
It's not my choice to retire.
Not right. Yes, sir.
Not with today's economy.
Well, I know it. See, that's me. You know, I'm 65, and I did 20 in the Army, so I'm getting that retirement plus my disability from the VA, but I still have to be here working because, well, you know why. We just said that.
Yeah, I know exactly why.
Uh-huh. Maybe.
Because Uncle Joe said we make too much money.
Right. Well, we can't give him his 10%, you know.
I'm trying to hold on to that 10%.
Me too.
I need every nickel.
I guarantee you I need it worse than he does.
Oh, yeah, me too. See,
so,
I was supposed to work actually till December.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have a choice. I'm hoping and praying there's a rumor of at least being signed with the building we're at.
Right.
And it might stay for 2 more years, so I'm hoping that'll be true.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I'd rather work.
Well, I know it. You know, I mean, shoot. Thing is, maybe November things will change back for the good. So,
yeah. I don't know, but at my age, they look at our ages, they look at us cross-eyed.
Yeah, I know it.
Like, really, you want to work? Yes. Me and my wife went to the thrift store the other day, and there's a lady 79 years old trying to learn how to work a cash register for the first time in her life.
Yeah, it's because she can't afford not to.
I know, it's sad. They need to take care of the elderly and the military.
Well, that's what they always say they're going to do, too. And then when it comes down time to do it, they don't.
Yeah, I know that's kind of a line of BS.
Yeah, yeah.
If they did, they'd take care of our wounded, and whether it's physical or mental, they would have to be on TV begging and handing out blankets.
Right. I mean, you know. I remember a time that, you know, there was no need for charities because the churches did it all. You know,
right.
Well, they can't even afford to now, so
I know.
They've had to go to all these charities. You know,
that's right. I saw a program a few years back showing the poor states of America. So one lady and her little girl was living out in the middle of the woods in a bus and was having to go to the creek with buckets to get water. Then they showed the projects, and guess what was in the background? Our lovely White House up there in National
yeah.
Capital, nation's capital, and
yeah.
People right there in the backyard are starving to death.
Yeah.
But we can send millions of dollars worth of food and bombs and everything else across the waters.
Which makes no sense to me either, you know.
No.
I mean,
if we had everybody in America was being fed and taken care of, and we had extra. Sure, send it to them.
Yeah, then you can do it. But, you know, until you take care of home first, you know.
Yes.
And the problem with that is, too, now look at all the people coming in here. Just
right.
Flooding in.
And making millionaires out of them.
Yeah.
I bet you if we walked across their border, they wouldn't make no millionaire out of them.
No, you wouldn't be able to stay.
No.
They'd send you back.
That's right. Until you turn around and come back from where you walked from.
And what I don't get is they say, well, they haven't committed a crime. Well, yeah, they did. As soon as they stepped foot across our border, that was a crime.
Exactly.
You know?
We can't even take care of our own, much less everybody else.
Yeah. Well, it's got to change. It's going to change, darn it.
I hope so.
Me too.
Hopefully for the better.
Oh, yeah, right. Just hopefully for the better. We don't want it to change for the worse. That'd be terrible. But
this is gas price. I remember paying gas myself, 25 cents a gallon.
I do, too. When I first started driving, it was 22 cents a gallon.
Yes, sir.
You know? And you remember those big old, like, 1971 Impalas and things like that, you know, you have to have a 55 gallon drum to fill up the gas tank. It cost you $3 to fill that thing up.
I know. I remember it too.
Yeah. But
I
now,
them old cars with them.
Uh huh.
The old cars like filling up a gas tanker.
Yeah. And you could do it and ride forever.
$10 or $15.
Yeah.
About $10.
Yeah. Now that $10, you got to put another zero behind it.
You ain't lying. I remember going to town with. I'd go up to my ass up in Lamar County, and we would go to town with $2. I'd get us a hamburger, fries, drink, comic books, candy, bubble gum, and still have change in the pocket.
And change left over. Yeah. Won't see that again.
Heck no. I remember my parents freaked out over 98 cents a gallon.
Yeah. Well, hey. So did I. But, you know, hey, maybe things will go back to normal someday. Hopefully.
All we got to do is live long. All we got to do is live long enough.
Right. Yep. But now, right. If you get, if you do get laid off next week or so or whatever, you just call back and we'll open a claim for you and see how that goes, and they'll be able to decide, you know, and they'll let you know about your pension and everything. You know what I mean?
All right,
sir.
All right, thank you so much for your time.
Yes, sir.
Reminiscing a little bit.
Yes, sir, that's right. And I want to thank you for calling the unemployment claims line, and you have a very nice day, sir.
You too, young man.
Thank you, sir. Bye now.
All right. Bye.